Well, hello there, and welcome back to Random Rambles for the final time. I am joined by, once again, Maggie.
Hello.
How do you feel this being your final show?
It's kind of weird, honestly. I was at work talking about it because I told my manager that I was like on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, this has been a great experience, honestly.
It's been really fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be sad at the end of this episode.
Yeah, I definitely will be sad, but it was a good learning experience.
Yeah, it was a good learning experience, a good little thing to do, you know?
Yeah. And now I could be like, yeah, I was on the radio.
I've been on the radio before, have you?
Right.
I don't think so. But anyways, so this I brought one of my favorite hats in. It's
Ooh,
my
you dropped it.
Oh, I dropped one?
Yeah.
Oh. There it goes.
LOL.
Well, we got it back in the hat. Yep. Anyways, it's a hat I like. I got it in Italy.
And it's pink and it has lemons?
Yes. Mini lemons on it. And it says Italia on the back of it.
Amazing.
I need
a hat like that. I like hats. I just don't wear them.
I got this before I had my... I think it was before. It was before I had the traumatic experience with the lemon.
Oh, wait, what?
It wasn't. Well, I thought it was a piece of bread, because the way it had, like, been fried or something.
Oh, okay.
And I shoved the whole thing in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
It was
Did
not
it have,
delicious.
Did it have, like, the peel on it?
It was not, yeah.
Oh.
It had the peel and everything. No.
Yikes. Where was this? Where did
this
take place?
This was in Italy.
Oh, okay. That's ironic.
Because, like, in the meals, when we were in Italy, you'd get an entree, which would be, like, pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, like, a meat. I think that night we got, like, lamb.
Oh, okay.
And we had, it was, like, pasta with red sauce, then lamb, and then it was, like, this lemon, like, dessert thing.
Mm-hmm.
It had apples, and it had a bunch of different fruits on it, but.
Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of good.
I thought it was the bread. But it was a full slice of lemon.
That actually sounds horrible.
I also
was
had...
Was it warm?
It was warm.
Oh,
it
my
was
God.
So... Uh-uh. No. Please,
I can imagine it. I actually could imagine it. That sounds horrible.
Lemons and pesto from Italy scarred me. Well, I had pesto on the plane. I'm like, I'm gonna have Italian pesto in Italy on the first day I'm here. I had it for lunch. They served it to us for dinner.
I mean, hey, you got all three meals.
Yeah.
That's
one of the quotes of the quote book from the trip. I've had pesto three meals in a row.
And that's iconic, too. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I say we get into topics.
All right.
The topics here are one from every episode we've done. I don't know if we'll get through them all, but...
That's fine.
They're here.
Yeah.
What mythical creature would improve the world if it existed?
Oh, I kind of don't remember this one, but, okay, first I was gonna say unicorn, because...
It's like a horse, but with a horn.
Yeah. Or should I go Pegasus, because then they could fly.
That'd be cool. Yeah, because you could ride on the Pegasus?
I'm saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying that right now.
Right now.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
The Pegasus would be fun.
Because what other mythical creatures, like, they're kind of, like, all mean.
You have, like, I wouldn't count would you count vampires as mythical? I wouldn't.
No.
I would say, like, I'm thinking Greek mythology and stuff like that.
Okay.
You have, like, the Cyclops, the Unicorn, mermaids/siren.
See, mermaids, yes, sirens, no.
Yeah.
Sirens, and which I feel people say that if they were real, sirens would be the more likely of the two to be real.
I think so, yeah.
That's kind of scary, because they're kind of mean.
Did you know there's a rock in...
What? You don't have to finish the sentence.
Okay. So, in Germany, there's this rock. It's called Lorelei. It's spelled different than my name. It's just,
okay.
Like, kind of where the name come from. But... In, like, the olden days, during, like, myth, there's this, like, legend about the rock that there's siren around it. and it would lure sailors to their doom, to where they could take the sailors away, you know? And that's...
Oh.
But really, it's because of the wind hitting the rock, making a whistling noise. And sailors, like, people would sail towards that, and then they'd crash their ship into the giant rock.
Why would they sail towards that?
I don't know.
Well, that's really interesting, actually. I've seen like, videos. Well, it's mainly just this one guy, but he, like, it's... I don't know, it's like... It looks real, but then people in the comments are like, no, could be whatever. I'm like, dang it, it could be that.
Haven't you seen the guy who tells the comments, they're like, are you serious, guys? Come on, let's know better. Because it's like, have you seen, like, the conspiracy theory that, like, mountains are old tree stumps?
No. That's interesting.
There was that one, and he would, like... I think he saw, like, the video of it about this lady saying that, and he started going off on it. He's like, "What? How? How is this, guys?
Are we for real right now?" That kind of doesn't make sense, like, at all. Unless it's that one. Have you seen that one? I don't know if it's a mountain, but it's, like, a thing. And it looks like it was scratched. And it was, like...
Oh, that there was, like, a giant...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I've seen him do a video on that, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know. It's just the way it was built.
But it's quite funny.
That was a good question. That was, like, when we were doing mythical stuff. Because in the beginning, we were really...
This was this semester, I believe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It was the beginning of the semester. We didn't really have many shows this semester. Probably because so many things that I had scheduled were on Thursdays.
Which is wild, because... Thursdays are like a...
Yeah, like, so pick... Cool. Please pick a different day. Just my show's on Thursdays, but...
Right, could have done it Friday. You want me to pick another topic?
Let's see with this one. We're doing speed round topics. Trying to, at least.
Would you talk or hide from aliens if they came to Earth? Talk. Actually, probably hide.
I'd probably hide.
Well, I'd probably hide at first.
I probably hate it at first, and then if people came out and be like, hey guys, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If somebody said, oh, they're all right, I'd be like, oh, okay. But
I think it'd be interesting to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, definitely. But I would be definitely scared.
Yeah.
For sure. Because
the amount of movies we've made that are like, they're going to come get you.
Yeah, because I'm like, if I see a ghost, if I see a ghost, I would be so scared. So I can't even imagine an alien. I think ghosts are real, so. But I've never seen one. And I don't want to. But I kind of want to, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because if I did, it would scare me. Like, it would be horrible. I give you back the hat, but we can still talk about it.
Yeah.
But.
I wouldn't.
I would probably peek at them, though. I'd be like,
what would they look like, though?
That is a good question. I don't think they would look like regular, like the big head, like big eyes.
Like the gray aliens.
Yeah, I don't think they would look like that. I think they would look.
More humanoid?
Yeah. But I'm hoping, like, colorful.
Like Avatar people?
Yeah, because that would be really pretty. So, that's what I'm hoping for. If they just look like us, that's kind of boring. Do better.
If they looked like us, how could we know that they're aliens?
That's true. When their third eye pops out of their the middle of their forehead, that's how we know.
They have six fingers.
Yeah.
Or four.
What if they could, like, transform, like... Like, when they get home, they're like, and then they get in their alien form, but when they're out, they're like, look like humans.
If they're that developed in society, they probably could.
You're right. If they're visiting us on Earth, honestly, that's kind of cool.
Okay. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories? Sight.
Oh, my. Yeah, sight. That's hard because... No, I would do sight. I would do sight. Because if I lost all my memories, it'd be like I was a baby.
Yeah. And you can still continue to get memories if you don't have your sight.
That is true. But I don't know. I really like to see things.
Yeah. But then you have music, and you can listen to music still. Oh, I lost my hearing. Right. I could not function.
I think, really, I think I would go with, if it was the eyes or ears, I think I would, I think I would go ears, but honestly, music.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind, I don't like this topic, because I can't, because that's hard. Like, that's actually, like, horrible. Music, or, like, seeing things, and, like, knowing where things are so you don't run into them.
I bet you could eventually, like, figure it out.
I mean, yeah.
And you could get a cute dog.
That is true, but then I wouldn't be able to see it.
You could pet him.
That is true. I would want a small dog. I don't like big dogs. Unless he's really sweet.
Like golden retrievers?
Yeah. Maybe.
What do we got up next?
Would you rather skydive or bungee jump?
Remember when we talked about this one in the fall?
Yeah.
It was with Trey.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I would skydive.
I am still on, but I want a bungee jump.
Really?
Wait. No, I said I wanted a skydive back then. No, I want a bungee jump.
See, and you're just dangling. I feel like skydiving was a little bit more secure because you have somebody on the back of you. Bungee jumping, you're just hoping that cord does not snap.
In bungee jumping, there's multiple cords. In skydiving, you only have one parachute. What if it doesn't work?
Well, then we would be freaking out together. I wouldn't be alone.
No.
If I accidentally go a little bit too further down on the bungee cord and hit my head, then I would be dead.
But see, you wouldn't, because they've done safety protocols on it.
Not if I hit my head and I'm bleeding.
But you wouldn't fall that far down.
I would say skydiving. Also, skydiving just looks kind of fun, honestly.
No.
No? I wouldn't like the bugs.
The bug? Oh.
Yeah.
What if you're skydiving and you just fall into a bird?
Oh my gosh. That's horrible. I would scream.
I would not skydive.
Nobody would hear me. But you wouldn't skydive? No. Personally, I wouldn't do either of them. Because that's kind of scary. I wouldn't risk my life like that.
I prefer bungee jumping. Got the ASMR. I can't stop doing it since the marathon now.
It's okay.
We had it. You listened to that bit during the marathon, didn't you?
I did not.
No. Best or your favorite amusement park you have been to?
I haven't been to amusement park.
Have you been to the fair?
No. I've been to the Brownsburg little thing where they had rides.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I've been a couple times, and when I was littler, I liked it better. But nowadays, ooh, it's a little scary. I do not want to ride on rides if they go upside down. I can't do it.
The fair, me and my friend last year, we rode like this, I want to say it was like 5-story high swings. It was tall. And before I rode with my friend, I had to ride with this little kid. He was probably 8. And we started going up in the sky, and we're just chilling up there. And he goes, you know, if we fell from here, we would die.
See, that's why. That is the exact reason why I don't get on any of those. Because you never know.
I'm like, I'm trying to have more faith. I think that was the first time I rode it. It might have been the second. But this kid, he just came up and he goes, we'll die if we fall here.
No, if somebody said that next to me, you're getting kicked out, bud. I'm kicking you out.
I'm going to throw you off of this ride.
Right. And then we'll see how true that is.
Prop kick you from the sky.
Because, like, why would he say that?
I don't know.
How old was he?
Probably, like,
8.
8-ish, maybe 8. 7. He was a little kid.
Who taught him that?
I don't know.
Because you're done for. Actually, I'm going to get on rides and be like, you know, if this malfunctions, we're all dead.
Me and my sister rode this one where I thought she was going to fly out of it because it was spinning so fast.
Oh, my gosh. And I was like,
nope, you're not going anywhere. I was, like, holding on to her in the ride at the same time.
I could never do that. Oh, wait, this one time, like, we was going, like, this one thing that goes like that, whatever. And these two kids, me and my sister didn't sit next to each other, but we sat, like, across from each other. And there was these two little kids on the side of us because they were brother and sister.
Yeah.
And the little one, the littler one was with me. I thought he was about to fly out. He looked scared, too. I said, it's okay. He looked terrified.
The ones that rock back and forth?
No, it kind of goes, like, at first it's like, flat, and then it gets more, like...
Oh, is it the circle thing that spins?
Yeah, and then it kind of goes on its side, and then you'll go backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rode one of those rocking ones back and forth, and I had this kid. He was probably, like, 12 or 13 on the ride. It wasn't even that bad, and he just started crying.
Oh. Honestly,
and my sister was laughing.
No, because if you start crying, I'd be like, it's okay.
It wasn't even that bad of a ride.
And then I would laugh after, with my sister, of course.
And his friend was making fun of him on it. He's like, why are you crying? It was either his friend or his, like, sister or something.
What time is it?
45.
Okay.
If you can read my handwriting.
Nope, I got this one. Is cereal a soup? Why or why not? No. Well.
It's a breakfast soup.
Okay.
What does it classify to be a soup? Can we look that up?
Okay. I would look it up, actually. Because does it have to be hot? Is there cold soups that people be like, yeah?
I believe so, yeah.
This is...
But do you have to have, like, tomatoes and stuff in them to be a soup? Like, vegetables?
No, I don't think so, because you have broccoli cheddar soup.
That's true. But that's also a vegetable.
Yeah, but it's only broccoli.
Have you ever had chicken tortilla soup?
I haven't, but I've heard people say or talk about it, and it kind of sounds good. Does it have, like, the bread in it? Oh.
The kind I've had is.
What does it have in it?
Like, corn, the bread, the beans, chicken. I like to eat the chicken out of it.
Wait, what was the question?
What classifies something as a soup? We're going to end this debate once and for all.
A soup. Yes, we are. Soup is any cooked food that primarily contains a liquid base.
But is cereal cooked?
So, no, cereal isn't a soup. That was the next line.
Oh. You heard it here, folks.
I didn't even look up if cereal is a soup, but that is really funny.
Cereal is not a soup. Says Google.
I guess because it's not cooked or warmed. But technically, cereal has to be cooked, right? Or it's like a wheat.
What if I cooked my cereal? What if I made my cereal, I cooked it, and then I warmed up the milk, and I had warm milk cereal? Would then it classify as a soup?
I assume so. I just don't think that would be good at all.
It's been cooked because it's been warmed up.
That actually sounds horrible. Like, warm? No. Just give me oatmeal.
Then you let it cool down.
Just give me oatmeal.
But it's still been cooked. Technically. Oh.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He asked me if he could borrow my Chromebook charger.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. He said it through the window.
We should call the window. Oh yeah. Okay, I was thrown off there. Random ramble.
But yeah.
Did you draw that? Here. I'll just reach over the counter.
Okay.
So we don't have to keep passing it back and forth.
Okay. I wonder if he knows what pocket my thing is in. Or he's just...
He's just gonna ruffle through your bag.
Okay.
Would you rather have a magical remote control that can pause time or a pair of shoes that can teleport you anywhere you want?
Okay. I go shoes.
I would too.
Yeah, because I don't care about a remote. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love TV, but if I could be anywhere...
Would you be able to fast forward time with the remote? Two?
I wouldn't want to, though.
I would want to for math class.
Yeah.
Still retaining the information, but you're just making it go faster.
I understand that. I had some classes I wanted to do that, but my classes now are fine. Yeah. I don't want to fast forward time. It goes fast already. It's already the end of year.
That's true. But we could slow down time.
That's okay. I don't want to slow
travel
down either.
I'd still travel because when you're doing different things, you don't move in as fast.
You want me to get... Oh, wait. I would be right okay. back. I'm going to go get my charger.
But, so, Maggie's going to get her charger. But, what even... Oh, yeah. I would love to travel. I love traveling. So, I would choose the shoes. Because that means I can go anywhere I want. And... She is back in the studio.
I'm back. Woo. Guess who's back? Back again. Okay, anyways.
Would you like to pick the next topic?
Oh, sure. Do we want to still talk about the other one? No. It's 8:50. We're okay.
We got to do the speed run round.
Yeah, you're right. We still got
to. If we want to get through them all, we don't have to.
Would you rather not be able to leave your house for a week? Or not have a phone for a week. House.
I think I could manage the house.
Yeah.
I could manage my phone, but I'd prefer doing the house.
Yeah, the house is not fine. I mean, no, the house is fine. The phone, I gotta have my phone. I guess I don't have to, but...
Yeah. Over summer break, not summer break, over winter break, I already don't leave the house. Because, like, I have nowhere to go.
Right.
After Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's like... Guess I'll just stay inside because it's so cold out.
Also, a week at my home, not bad.
Not bad. Nope.
I just watch TV. Maybe even clean up the house.
Yeah. You get so bored, you start being productive. Yeah. That's the good thing.
Because right now, I'm way too busy to do anything.
Like the clothes that have been sitting in the laundry basket for a month in my room.
Exactly. I have some laundry I need to attend to as well.
It just needs to be put away.
Yeah. It's just like school and then work. And then I need time for myself, of course. It just doesn't get done. Here. You can pre-pick.
Pre-pick?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Okay.
That's what I do. I pre-pick.
Do you have some that are pre-picked?
No. Not right now. Oh. At the moment, but...
I got two that are pre-picked. What were we going on about? Never mind. We can't go back.
Okay, yeah.
What is scarier, clown snakes or spiders? Clown snake spiders. That's what the scary thing is.
Clown snake spiders?
Yeah, that's okay. The scariest.
Okay. I don't have a fear of snakes simply because I don't live near any, really. So I think if a snake got in my house, I'd be terrified. But spiders do get in my house, and I don't like it.
I almost stepped on a snake in the creek.
No, I can't. I don't even go to the creek. I don't like it. I don't like bugs or like snakes or toads are okay. Like frogs.
I'd probably say the clowns.
Like as just regular clowns.
Yeah, I don't.
Why? They're just gonna blow you up a balloon and then send you on your merry way.
No. 2016 clowns.
Okay, now 2016 is crazy, because now what are those people doing?
They're living in the sewers.
That dressed up as those clowns, and they scared people. That's horrible. 2016 was wild.
It's a wild time.
That was 8 years ago.
I thought, no.
Yeah.
2017 was... Oh, it was 8 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, because in 2 years, it'd be 2026.
Okay, we can stop that right now.
Yikes.
Anyways... Wait.
But I would go spiders.
I'd say clowns. Spiders, why? Have you seen the spiders in Australia?
Yes, every time I talk about spiders, my dad is like, look up that one from Australia, look up a camel spider, and then you won't be scared. And I still am scared.
You have to look in the toilet before you go to the bathroom, because there could be a spider, there could be a snake. Oh,
yeah. I used to, like, when I was little, I used to want to live there until I found out how big everything is. I said, oh, no, I can't live there. I can't even live with little tiny spiders. No, I can't do it.
Like a spider, like, this big, like, the size of your head.
Yeah, or, like, even a snake. Like, they're humongous.
Yeah.
Good teeth.
No.
I was going to say, and they got kangaroos there. Like, we got squirrels.
They have koalas. Kind of. Not after the wildfires.
Oh, rip? That's kind of sad. That's okay.
Yeah. Canada's on fire right now.
Wait, really?
Yeah. There's wildfires in Canada now. Like, they were last year.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why the air quality is poor in, like, the Midwest. Not here. I don't think it's reached here yet.
I was going to say, it hasn't got here yet. But I remember last year, or whenever that was horrible.
That was in, like, the summer.
Yeah. And my grandma was working, and she had her door open. I said, do you know, like, it's foggy out here. Why do you have your door open?
Yeah.
I was like, you don't want to be breathing this. She was like, what?
It was wild. It was like, wow.
But it was wild. Imagine what it was like over here. Then imagine like what it was like over there. And even in New York. That is crazy.
During that time, I kept on my the weather app, I'd check the air quality index in the different places.
Me too.
Like, so what is it now?
Me too, honestly. I can't even imagine going outside in Canada like that.
You just can't see anything.
No, probably can't breathe either.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Do you have a topic?
Yeah. I picked three, so I think there's two left for you.
Okay, and I have one right here, so we're good.
Perfect. Would you rather travel by plane or car? Car.
Car if I'm in the United States. Plane if I'm going overseas.
That's true, because you need a plane to go overseas.
Yeah.
I guess you could take a boat, but that might take a while.
That would take a while.
Car for United States. I do like road trips. Mm-hmm. And since I've been driving, honestly, I feel like I could do a car trip.
I don't like driving. I like riding.
I do love riding. In the back, you got your headphones on, mm-hmm. and you just look out the window, or you take a nap.
I still have them. Phineas and Ferb and My Little Pony songs on my iPad. Plug in the headphones. Like, they were old, really big headphones
mm-hmm.
when we would go down to Florida in the past. And I just put them on my head and then fall asleep. Knocked out for a couple hours.
That's how I put in Hamilton or my musicals like Rent or something. And then I fall asleep and then I wake up because my neck hurts. And then I turn over and go back to sleep. Or sometimes my sister's taking up the whole back seat. So I have to look at her meanly and go back to sleep. Because she doesn't like car rides.
Oh.
Well, she does. It just kind of makes her sick. Car sickness.
Yeah.
We couldn't be further apart. I love riding in the cars. I love cars.
You can, like, you put on a seatbelt and then you lay down and, like, take up the whole back seat.
Yeah.
Because we have a van, so we have, like, the front, the middle, and the back. Mm. And I'd sit in the very back.
Oh, dang. Yeah. My dad's car has three seats. I love the back.
Mm-hmm.
If I could sit in the back every time, I would. It's just a hassle getting back there.
Planes just suck because you're on there with people you don't know and it's so long.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really get comfortable.
Mm-mm.
Actually, I've never been on a plane, so I'm assuming.
The longest flights are the worst. Cause especially the ones where you're trying not to, where you can't sleep or you'll get bad jet lag on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's awful.
Sounds awful.
Would you want to live in a world with magic in it? Oh, yes. We're back on this. This is the...
Yes.
I think it'd be fun.
I would be magical. For real, I'd be doing magic.
Oh, you know what's coming up here?
Yes, I do. In 45 seconds.
Oh, we have a minute. We have a little while.
Yep. But no, I would totally be magical. I think. Okay, wait.
We're doing it My Little Pony style.
Well, would you be magical or would things be magical?
Things would be magical. You could have magic. It could be like Harry Potter.
What would your power be?
What would my power be?
Yeah, what would your magical power be?
That's hard. Teleportation.
Teleportation, that's interesting. I think I would choose to fool people. But like play little harmless pranks.
Yeah.
In a magical way.
I think mind reading could be cool, but then you could figure out what everyone's grumpy about.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. Also, I would be worried that people would be reading my mind.
Do you know what time it is?
Uh-oh.
It's legal time. Our league ID is WBDGFMHD1 Indianapolis. I am Lorelai Smith, here on Random Rebels, joined with Maggie Kakuris. It's the last one.
Thank you, because you say my last name correct. Every time I tell somebody, they could say it. Like, at church, I had my sermon thing. He said it correctly when I told it to him, and then when he was saying it for me to come up, he said it completely wrong.
How do you say it?
Kakuris.
I mean, well, how did they say it? I'm sorry.
Or even people that call the house, because we still have a landline, and they'll be like, Kalkuris or Kukuris. I'm like, I don't mind it, but... You say it right every time.
Well, yeah, I asked you so many times, how do you say it? I need to know how to say it on air. I can't do it.
But thank you.
Yeah. No problemo.
Okay, what was he talking about? Oh, magical powers. You want to move on now?
We can.
Okay. Wait a minute. Best thing to do in... The snow. Uh-oh.
This was one of the winter episodes.
Yeah. Lay in it. I'll say that every time.
Like make snow angels?
Yeah, or just plop down in the snow and just lay in it. Because if you got your coat on and your pants on and like everything and then...
It's so heavy.
Yeah, but also it's like cold, but you're not freezing. It's like it's like being in the freezer. Sometimes I want to be in the freezer. I feel like it'd be
into
nice.
Into a walk-in freezer, like a grocery store or something.
Yeah. It's chilly, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's what?
I think there's one at Costco you can go into, if your Costco membership, and like where the stuff is, right?
There's like dairy, but then there's also fruit and vegetables.
And I think so.
I've been in there, and I like it. It just makes me want to drink cold water, though.
Mm-hmm. You ever get so thirsty, you're like, give me a full glass of water and I can chug it?
Yeah.
And it is so refreshing and it just hits the spot.
Yeah, I love a good glass of, like, ice cold water.
Drink. I did that last night with fruit punch after I watered my plants.
What type of plants you got?
Flowers.
Oh.
And then I had so many sunflower seeds, I decided to just, we're going to just go around and plant them in random spots in the yard.
That's fire.
So now there's little spots in the yard where I have to go around and be like, doop, water. But they're along the fence line and stuff, so it's not like they're in the middle.
I thought, yeah, I really did think just random places in your yard.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fire as well.
I have a patch of dirt, and then I did this weekend. Well, my dad helped me too. But I planted them all. I think I kind of planted them wrong, but it's okay.
Yikes.
Sunflowers are all planted right. That's okay. Good. The other ones might not be.
That's okay.
Anyways, but I planted those, and then I use the hose for those, and then I have to fill up, like, little watering cans and go around and water the other seeds.
That's who I'm trying to be, honestly. I need plants.
Also made cookies last night for tomorrow.
Oh.
For the last episode of School Talk.
Yeah, Landon's gonna be here, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Also, because he keeps begging me for more cookies.
He did love your cookies. Are you gonna get him that train set?
The train set? No. He gets the cookies.
LOL. Okay. Because he was...
I don't have money for
That was $30, I think. And he really wanted you to get it for him.
He can get his own train
set. How did he plan out his own gift for you to give him? Like, that's crazy to me. He was like, okay, and here's the price, and here's what it looks like, and you're going to get it for me.
I was jokingly saying, I'll get it for you.
And he was serious.
Yeah.
He was so serious. He is so funny. He loves trains.
I can give him the cookie recipe, see if he can make it.
Is it like a recipe? Mm-hmm. Or is it like on the back of the...
No, it's not on the back of the box. It's a recipe. You want to hear the recipe? Okay.
Sure.
Here we go.
Is it a secret?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
2.5 cups flour.
You have it memorized?
Yeah. 2 eggs. 2 sticks of butter or 1 cup of butter that's softened. 2 tablespoons of vanilla. Teaspoons of vanilla. Tablespoons is a lot. 2 teaspoons of vanilla. As much chocolate chips as you want. What have I got?
Yeah.
1 cup of brown sugar, 1 cup of granulated sugar, so regular sugar.
Yeah.
1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1 teaspoon of salt.
Sounds pretty good.
Then you mix your dry ingredients first. I've made so many cookies this month. I haven't memorized. Mix all your dry ingredients together. Then... Melt the butter till it's softened. Mix it in with your sugar. And then once you got that mixed, you add the eggs and the vanilla extract. You mix that together. Then you mix the flour in. Then you add your chocolate chips.
If you guys are listening, you guys should go make that recipe right now. Because she just gave it to you. Like, you better write it down or something.
375, 7 or 8 minutes.
And you guys, then that's like, you'd have cookies. Like, cookies on a random Thursday. That's what I'm talking about.
You could have cookies on a random Thursday.
You could have cookies whenever you want.
And then get some milk for them. And that'll be a better.
Yeah.
Mm. I use Nestle chocolate chips, not sponsored. Not sponsored, guys. That's the kind I use. Or the Walmart brand.
Right, whatever. Whatever tastes good.
Whatever tastes good. Regular sized chocolate chips, not the mini ones. Dark chocolate, not dark chocolate, milk chocolate. No one in my family except me and my dad like dark chocolate.
So. Really? I like dark chocolate.
I like dark chocolate.
I like milk chocolate too. Like, they're both fine.
I like those. White chocolate is a monster. This is... Yeah. I say no to white chocolate.
Yeah, my grandma, my grandma was like, buy me chocolate. I said, okay. And I bought the pack of, like, a mixture of chocolates. And she said, is there white chocolate in here? White chocolate is not even chocolate. And I said,
it's not.
I'm so sorry.
Have you ever had the cookies and cream Oreo? Like, the...
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I kind of like it, though.
It makes my stomach hurt. Like, ever really? Since I was younger, it makes me feel sick to my stomach.
White chocolate doesn't taste bad. It's just not...
It tastes bad.
I don't like it. Uh-uh. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Care for it.
My sister doesn't like it, and my grandma doesn't like it. But I think it's not bad. It's not if I'm going to be like, chocolate. I don't go to white chocolate specifically. I mean, it's not even chocolate.
Like, I'd go to, probably like a Hershey bar if I was getting chocolate. Or, like, the Lindt chocolate.
Mm.
Like the little chocolate bunnies. Those are good.
I love chocolate.
Okay. We gotta...
Chocolate. You haven't seen SpongeBob. Yeah.
Favorite season.
What?
What's your favorite season? Sorry.
Sorry. No, I heard what you said. I thought of a show. But favorite season, I was like,
Favorite season of what show?
A video show.
Okay.
Yeah, mine is fall as well. OMG on TikTok. I've been getting these October like Halloween videos. I've also been in Christmas videos, but
it's not even that time of year.
I've been getting Halloween and I'm ready for it. Every time I say that, my dad's like, don't wish your life away. I'm like, I don't want to wish my life away. I just want it to be fall.
Yeah.
And it's not even really summer yet. Is it summer yet?
Not till the 21st of June.
Dang. Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. It's like 21st or 22nd or something.
How many more do you have?
One.
Okay, you go and then I'll go.
Okay, okay. The best thing on a hot summer day. I thought that's a hot dog. Lemonade.
What we were talking about earlier, a nice glass of a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lemonade. Or if I've been out in the pool, lemonade and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
If you're out of the pool, turkey sandwich with barbecue chips on it. Have you ever had a... Okay. Hear me out. It's so good. It's so good. Okay, my food combinations.
Okay. How did you... Okay, well, first of all, barbecue chips are crazy.
What? Barbecue chips?
Never in my life have I had them, and never in my life will I have them.
You gotta try them. You gotta try. Do you not like barbecue sauce?
No.
Anyways, this is just me on the show now. Okay.
No, I do not.
It's so good. Okay, Doritos on like a sandwich. At least I don't put honey on my breadsticks like Rock does.
That kind of sounds good. Fazoli's breadsticks.
But mine, but my combinations are too weird for you guys.
Whatever. That, I love breadsticks. But, no, you gotta have a peanut butter and jelly when you come out the pool. Lemonade.
The lemonade sounds good. But you gotta have it to the perfect, like, taste of it. It can't be too sour. Yeah. It can't be too sweet.
You're right. You're right.
Like the ones at the
tea. Sun tea. Oh my gosh. I swallowed wrong. And now it's like.
Went down the wrong way?
Yeah. Or sun tea. Sun tea is delicious.
I don't think I've ever had it.
It's just where you put water in like a thing. Like a. Pitcher. And then you just put your tea bags in there, and then it will cook, simmer, whatever, in the sun.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I'm scared of making lemonade myself, because the times I've done that, or the times I've gone to pour my lemonade at my friend's house, I have spilt it everywhere.
Really?
I've done it, I think, twice with the lemonade. I feel so bad about it, and I'm not allowed to carry food or anything, because I'm so bad at it, because I'll drop it. Or I'll spill it everywhere. Like, we used to do baking stuff at her house. There was a bag of flour. I dropped the bag of flour.
Was it open?
Yes. Not all of it spilled, okay? But, and there was lemonade a couple of times. There's been incidents. But we joke about them now.
That's good. At least she doesn't hate you.
Yeah.
Because twice is crazy.
She's like, low, seriously. Well, she blew up the butter in my microwave.
Oh, well. So. It's even.
Okay, are you ready for the last and final topic ever on Random Rambles?
I think I am. Are you?
Yeah. What would you rather play with, slime or putty?
Slime all day.
Putty's good for on the go. Slime when I'm at home. It's got to be a good slime, though.
Yes. I want to make slime. I want to make slime right now.
Do you know that question? That's from the episode where I got the hater call.
Really? Yeah. I remember the question. I did not remember what episode. That is crazy.
I remembered it because I was going through. I'm like, I got to pick a good one for this. I almost did the chapstick one because that's when we got the call. Like,
that is actually wild. Like, dang. You have...
It's literally student-made radio, guys.
Like, you have one hater that you know of.
I got haters. I got fans and I got the hater. It makes me laugh so much.
Maybe he was having a bad day.
Yeah.
But his day just started, so rip.
You know what? There's a little dial in the front of your car that you could slightly twist, and you could change the channel.
You're right.
you slightly turn it to the left or to the right.
Or even just go a little bit further and turn it down.
Or just turn your radio off.
Just turn it
entirely.
Off.
Entirely. Yeah.
But it's okay. If you guys don't want to listen to us,
it's okay.
We understand.
I just like.
But don't.
It makes me laugh.
Don't hate call us. Especially Lorelai. On our show.
Guys, I'm going to cry. If the hate call comes in. I'll cry. Just staring at the call line. But.
Yeah, you guys should call. It's our last show.
How long are we going to stall till we end?
Our request line is 317-244-9234.
Boom. Should we play that afterwards?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, I'm gonna put the request line in.
That the first time I heard it, I was like, dang, this goes hard.
It's really fun to listen to.
Oh, you're turning
I actually turned my... It's okay. It's okay.
But we're professionals. No, we're not.
I think we've had a great year this year.
We did. I was really scared to jump in to this program, but...
I think it was fun.
Yeah.
And we got into this part. I mean, we don't really have guests on anymore.
No. Well, we had Landon on.
We had Landon on.
That was really fun.
Yeah. But... Oh, we got a call!
Wait a minute! Why'd you hang up? Well, you picked it up and then hung up.
Oh. Because we're not supposed to answer it during, while we're on air.
I didn't know that.
If anyone has requests, please call in after the show. Because I picked it up and then realized,
I didn't know that.
To whoever was calling. Please call back again.
Please call back. We didn't know. I didn't know that.
But
you learn something new every day.
This is the end of the show.
Bye, guys.
I need goodbye. I need a song that's called Goodbye. Is there a song? Oh.
Most definitely. I don't
good.
Know.
B-Y-E.
Yeah, that's how you spell it. There's no good ones.
There is no good ones. Anyways, that's the end of Random Rambles. This is the last episode ever. It's so sad. I'm still smiling.
I'm over here cracking up.
I won't be sad till later when it fully hits me.
Yeah, literally. I was about to say, it hasn't hit me yet. I only have, like, 1.5 days of school left.
It didn't hit me till we, on the 411, till we finished the episode. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But, anyways. Let's roll into the music. Up next is the request line, of course. Goodbye, everyone. Have a great year. Have a great life.
Yeah.
Have a fun time with whatever you do.
Ditto.
Goodbye.